Good morning, boys and girls, and happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
So in my story today, I'm going to be reminding you that you should always choose God and stand for him despite what you think the potential consequences may be. So in the Bible, there are several stories that provide us with many examples of standing for the truth and the right way to do things despite what they may be facing. So some of these stories include Job after he lost everything, Daniel in the lion's den, David and Goliath, and Samson after he lost his strength and became blind. And there are so many other Bible stories. But today I want to share with you another Bible story. It is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from a different point of view. So let's sum up the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they were around the age of like 11 to 13, so they were pretty young. 600 years before King Nebuchadnezzar ruled, now in his kingdom, there were many different kinds of people with many different languages and beliefs. So this was when King Nebuchadnezzar ruled. So one day, King Nebuchadnezzar decided to build a 90-foot tall statue of himself made of gold. So that's a really big statue. That was to be everyone's god. This means that everyone had to bow down and worship the golden image, and whoever didn't want to should be thrown into a fiery furnace. Now, nearly everyone into the crowd fell onto their knees and worshiped the golden image, except three young boys. A fellow person in the crowd then tugged at the person beside him and pointed out that three people were still standing and were not on their knees worshiping the statue. That means that three boys were disobeying the king's command. So these boys had believed in Jehovah, the one and only God, and to kneel before another god was something that their god told them never to do. The two people in the crowd didn't hesitate to report this to the king. The king was furious and ordered that these boys should be brought before him. The king then told them that he would give them another chance if they would just worship the statue. They replied by saying that they will never worship your golden image because our God said we shouldn't. The king was even more mad than before and ordered for the furnace to be made seven times hotter than it was the first time. The boys were then brought to the fiery furnace to be put to death. The three young men were then tied up one by one and were thrown into the furnace. The king then saw something that made him jump to his feet. He couldn't believe it was possible. "Look," shouted the king. The three boys were in the midst of the furnace unharmed, and there was a fourth person beside him. So three boys were in the furnace to begin with, and now there were four people in the furnace. That's amazing, because that was God in there protecting the young boys. The king then ordered them to walk out of the furnace, and the three boys were unharmed. Not a single hair on their head was singed, and they didn't even smell of smoke. The king then fell to his knees and worshipped Jehovah, the one and true God. Moments after, a new decree was made, and it was said that no one could speak against the God of the three brave boys. The three boys were then overjoyed that they were given back their freedom to worship the true and only God. Now, these boys were clearly really good boys and Christians to be able to stand up for what's right even in the face of death. Let's look at it this way. If everyone is doing something, you would have the tendency to want to do the same, even though your parents had already said no, and you know that the Bible wouldn't want you to do that. You still have the tendency to want to do it anyway. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to have been really good boys and good Christians. They must have been so good that they would stand up for God despite the consequences. When things get hard, I encourage you kids to pray to God and ask him for what you should do. God will continue to be with us in every situation if we choose to serve and trust him always. Let us stand for him so no matter what we are going through, God will help us to keep standing for him. So who would like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please bless this day and help us to be good during church and bless our friends and our family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Valerie. You want to pray?
I want to pray.
Okay, you can pray.
Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath. Healed my friends as they're sick. Can you heal my Sam, Lauren, Alaya, Wendy, and you know we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Good job, dear. Thank you.